Okay, so now we're going to speak about climate change. Since this is a really huge topic, I want to do it like this. I want to basically tell you the things that cause it and why. And after that, like, what sectors are there, what types of CO2 production there are. And then look at every one of them and look what we are doing against it. So I'd say, yeah, let's go. So the current state of climate change, as you probably know, because of Fridays for Future, or like you can't not know it, it's really bad right now. And in 7 years, 7.5 years or something, we will reach the 1.5 degrees plus than the pre-industrial era, which originally was the goal of the Paris Agreement. That's the maximum we can get. We want to get, but yeah, this is nearly impossible to not reach, because this isn't like an estimation. Yeah, in 7 years, this is maths, because every CO2 particle can absorb such an amount of energy, and this energy transforms basically in heat. And so you just need to calculate how much CO2 is needed to get this amount of energy, and then calculate that in heat. And yeah, and then we know that we only have 7 years, so this isn't an estimation, this is science and maths. So yeah, now let's look at the things that produce CO2. There are four big things right now that produce our most CO2. The first being energy. And yeah, energy is basically the biggest of them. It's like 40% of all the CO2 comes from energy production. This is basically current, you know, everything you need for your computer to work, the lights, like every electronic device needs current. And of course, we have a lot of electronic devices, so we need a lot of energy. And yeah, this is the biggest point. And now let's look what we can do. Of course, the biggest thing we can do here is the renewable energies. Yeah, because they don't produce CO2. You guessed it. And yeah, this is like the thing the state can do. Just invest in renewable energies, and that's the thing basically. And some say maybe nuclear energy as well, but that's another topic, let's keep this away. Let's say renewable energies is the way to go for the government, but for this department, for this sector basically, we can also do something. Like, if we pay attention that we turn off our lights when we don't need it, or don't let the computer go into standby, but really turn it off and turn off all the things that we don't really need and everything. So yeah, this is a point that everyone can basically help a bit. So yeah. The next big thing that causes a lot of CO2, that emits a lot of CO2, it's the factory farming, basically our meat and milk and eggs production. Because you may think, yeah, but I thought this produces methane because of the poo from the cows and everything, but that's only partly true. That is a problem as well, methane, because of that. But the real thing is like really the huge amount of CO2 because of the supply chains that work there, and there is an industry basically that just works for that, and this is huge. So what can we, what can the government do? The government can try to, in some way, we don't need factory farming like we have it right now to eat healthy. So in some way we need to change the mindset of the people that you don't need to eat meat every meal or something, but maybe once or two in a week or maybe even a month is fine. So a lot of investment should be done in this direction, and also because all the animals get vaccines, and then there's a lot of problems there as well. So this is something that we need to stop, the factory farming. And what we can do, of course, the most obvious thing is like going vegan or going vegetarian. Or if you can't, if you say, yeah, meat is too, it's too tasty, it's too delicious, then just try to pay attention to the quality of it, like really make sure that it isn't produced in one of these factories. Don't give them money, basically, because, yeah, that's at least what I think. You don't need so much meat, or eggs, or milk, or whatever. But I think meat is really the point here, and even if milk, yeah, okay, this is too big now, let's say meat. Just try to reduce your meat if you want to change it. And yeah, of course, there is also the heating and conditioning sector. Like, you don't need, like, what can the state do, the governments do? At the moment, a lot of heating is going with oil, and there are renewable sources for that as well, so switch to them. And what we can do, for real, you don't need a 25 degree Celsius, 25 Celsius degree warm room in the winter. Just put on a jumper or something. Like, there's other way to keep you warm. You don't really need the heating on maximum level. And the same goes for air conditioning in summer. Like, you don't need so much. Just open the window or drink water, I don't know, take a cold shower. There are a lot of ways to keep you cold in winter. And yeah. And last thing is, of course, traffic and transport. I think this is like the thing a lot of people think, like, yeah, this is climate change, this is like the biggest thing. But actually, all the transport, like, the traffic with cars, airplanes, ships, trains, all of that only makes up 10% of the all CO2 emissions. So even, let's say, if we could stop traffic for one, at the moment, right now, we stop every emissions from the traffic and transport, we wouldn't reach the climate emissions to zero. So yeah, that's basically it. Is a big thing, so of course pay attention to your car. What if you really need that flight, or if you can go by train or go with public transport and all that, of course. But this is like the minor thing. The big things really are the energy and the heating and the air conditioning and the factory farming, and yeah, and we aren't doing enough. So I hope this could give you a bit of an inspiration, maybe, you know, to change a bit of your things. And yeah, but the big change needs to be done by the governments, because firstly, not everyone will change something, and even if, there would still be the base problem of, let's say, we use coal for producing energy when we need wind and water and sun and so on. So as I would say, it's fine for today. We could really talk for a lot of time about this topic, but I think it's fine. Yeah, see you next time, or hear you next time.